Hello, friends and enemies, and welcome to Playtest. I'm Chris, your bumbling game master. This is the first episode of the Athenopus arc. Joining us again are Amelia, Alan, Ryan, and fucking Ryan. I'll let you decide which Ryan that is. We get to go on a sea adventure this episode, so everybody strap in to yet again not going to space in a game called Hard Space Hustle. Are you ready, Introbot?
Let's begin.
Hi, my name is Ryan. I go by he, him pronouns. I will be playing Guy Askew, who also goes by he, him, and is a speed demon.
Hi, my name is Ryan Bolter, and my pronouns are he, him, and I will be playing Athena Mark IV, whose pronouns are she, her, and I am the AI.
Hi, my name is Alan Sells, and I use he, him pronouns. And I will be playing Dr. Alistair Silversun, who also uses he, him pronouns. And I will be the support.
Hi, my name is Amelia Antrim. My pronouns are she, her. I will be playing Harlow Gale, not Harlow Fedora. I really wanted to. Her pronouns are she, her, and her job is agent. And nobody said Slim Shady.
I'm so proud of each and every one of you. Thank you so much. The thing we're actually here.
Getting myself in the moment.
The new interesting thing that I've made for this one that I'm excited to test out, because Amelia's already tested out the character creation, and I was like, okay, cool, I need to rewrite these just to make them less wordy, and never fucking did, obviously. But what I have done is made a collaborative mission building engine.
Ooh. Okay.
So we're going to run through that real quick.
Awesome.
So the way it happens is there are three questions we all have to answer as a group. The very first one is, what is the target? And the options are a bounty, an asset, or a rival, or something else. Because if y'all don't want any of those, we can just make up something. But the prompts are a bounty, an asset, or a rival. The only rivals I can think of right now are... Maria and that guy that Guy stole the vehicle from.
Or whoever created Ryan's AI.
Yeah, and whoever created Ryan's AI.
A fun day at the beach. Which beach, Evil Ryan? Which beach?
Yeah, so as far as like a target, yeah, I'm not sure.
Do we have to just like say one thing it is, or can we start to make up our story here?
We can start to make it up. I'm going to ask a question afterwards, but you might answer that as the part of it. Okay. So what are you thinking?
Well, I'm just wondering if there is like some piece of technology that we need to like fix or update Athena.
Okay.
Ooh. That we don't have access to that we need to get.
Yeah, I like updates.
Awesome. So that sounds like an asset. That's very good.
Yeah.
So the question y'all have to answer for asset is, who else wants it? And this could very well be the people you're stealing it from, but...
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I think the company that made it doesn't want that, like... Because we've determined that Athena is pretty one-of-a-kind.
Yeah.
And so the fact that she's missing is probably a big deal. By stealing this, we're kind of pointing out, like, hey, we know...
Yeah, we know where she is.
Where she is. So, I mean, that would make sense to me, if that's cool with everybody else.
She's manipulated us to go and help her.
Ryan,
how dare.
Ryan, is that
that's
cool with you?
That's 100% cool with me, yeah.
So we need to decide who these people are. Is this a rival company or the actual company that you stole yourself from?
I want to say it's the actual company, but like the military branch.
Athena is the goddess.
It's the R&D.
Yeah, it's the R&D portion of this company that makes the military grade things. Because we want to upgrade Athena to be able to handle more, bigger threats.
So what are we going to name this? What are we going to name this company?
Minerva.
Ooh. nice.
Nerve. And do we want to describe what this thing you're stealing is, or is it like the package?
I mean, I'm guessing it's more programming, so it's not a physical object so much. I mean, we might take it out as a physical object.
As a big old chunky CD.
Hard drive, yeah. Or, you know.
Yeah, it's like in the new Carmen Sandiego cartoon, and it's like the hard drive, but it has a little handle. It's like the little case that they carry it in, and it has to be delivered in person on a boat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'm going to write down the hard drive.
The hard drive.
That's great. I like that a lot. So how did we learn about this? The options here are a mysterious tip, someone from my past, or official sources, or something else.
It could be something like Minerva is where I went to try to steal that one thing. And like, I saw something that I later brought up to that Athena's like, wait, that sounds important to what I'm like while there noticed something else that indicated that they were working on what Athena is.
Right. So this is something else. I like that a lot. So it's just something you knew that you just happened to, like, last episode mention. Yeah. And Athena's like, what? Hold on.
Wait, go back to that. That's not too important.
From that time that I tried to steal this thing, I saw, you know, I saw that symbol on this other machine.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I like that a lot. The guy just knew about this. I like that a lot.
Just like, oh, guys, yeah. Was I supposed to tell you guys earlier? I don't.
What? Sorry.
So this is the one time I wasn't quick. okay, so the last major question is, what is keeping us from the target? The answers are a target itself, a third party, or lack of information, or something else.
Ooh.
Could they have moved their place that they are? So, I mean, it'd be a lack of information, but, like, we don't know where they are now.
Huh? Oh, I mean, it would make sense that, like, if Athena is gone, that, like, they've had to basically sort of, like, reset everything. They've reset all their passwords, they've moved their base, they've, you know, cleaned up and started over because they...
The Mark V. Athena Mark V has it.
Oh.
The Athena Mark V is keeping you from?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it in the Athena Mark V? Like, it's her hard drive?
The Athena Mark V, which is in a facility... That is fully holographic capable.
Fuck.
Oh, yeah.
How are we going to fight our way through that?
God, this is quickly going to be intense. Okay. So now
I have a D6 in melee, so here we go.
So now we've got job complication. These are optional. But each of your jobs has a specific thing you can introduce as a complication, and every one of these you pick does make the job more complicated, but it means everybody else starts with one resolve, an extra resolve. So for if all four of you go answer these questions, you start with four resolve, which is what you spend to do cool things.
Okay.
Or not cool things, but like reroll and get your... Anyways. So the first one up, support, and again, you can pass on this, and nothing's fine. These are all optional. Is what supplies are you critically low on?
The whole ship or just me?
All of you. This is a complication for the job specifically.
Okay.
Could it be interesting if your hard light projections ran on a different kind of fuel than like the ship does? Or they have a different energy source?
I was just thinking future batteries. But
maybe they're like Aether Tech.
Ooh. That's why there's only one of them for my emitter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we have to figure out a way to recharge it or replace it.
Yeah. Yeah, since we only have one. If that thing goes, then I'm stuck in the ship.
Yep.
Yeah. So we're running low on Aether Tech fuel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, everybody hit the little plus sign that I coded. I'm very proud of myself. for looking up that YouTube video.
Authorization required. A script.
God damn it.
That's normal. Just authorize it.
Yeah, just as long as you authorize it.
The next was a speed demon, and this has to be an additional complication. So the Athena Mark V does not qualify, because the question is, what heavy equipment or vehicles do they have at their disposal?
What do they have at their disposal?
Yeah. And again, you don't have to take these if you don't want.
But also we should, because I like...
Oh, yeah, obviously, more complications is better. All the time, forever.
Always.
Yeah.
You really missed your shot here, Amelia, because the charmer's question is who from your past will interfere. We could have had the half dead Ace
isn't really dead.
Ace show up as a cyborg.
Well, then Ace wouldn't have been my partner if I was the charmer. So
right, you got a point. Never mind. All right.
I mean, okay. So they have some heavy equipment that would get in our way. If we're going after the Athena Mark V, maybe she has some drones that also are support her.
Okay.
Some like combat drones.
Yeah, well, didn't we say that like this is through the military arm too? So like I think the
military have given some combat drones for the protection.
I like that.
Sounds good. I like that a lot. And next AI, what strange danger is lurking on the net? Oh, you all increase your resolve by one for Ryan's thing. So this is like, if y'all do try to solve this mission using the net, what is waiting for y'all there? And it's important to note that like y'all don't, your characters don't necessarily know these things.
Mm-hmm.
Your players do. You do. You are the player.
That's metagame knowledge.
Are we?
I don't. What? Where am I?
I'm just a disembodied voice in your ears.
So, if you want to introduce a danger that's lurking on the net.
Okay. So, yeah, I think so. Because that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna say, like a really advanced firewall to access the data remotely.
Okay.
Can I offer another suggestion? Possibly, if you're okay with this, Ryan. That part of the reason that we need to do this upgrade is because you are particularly susceptible to a virus that the Mark V is not susceptible to.
Ooh, I like that a lot, actually. What do you think, Ryan?
Yeah, I like that. That sounds good.
Okay. So, we're going to call this...
I have too many back doors.
I think it's...
It's a cool virus name.
I think it's the Minerva virus. I think the actual main weapon of the Athena Mark V is that it... any system it's near, it starts infecting with the Minerva virus.
Oh, and like takes control of them.
Yeah, maybe. or
oh, hell yeah!
It could have all sorts of different effects depending on what kind of system it's in.
Yes,
the Minerva virus. Or should we call it the Athena virus to make it really dark for Athena?
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah.
So Amelia, what possibly conflicting order will the agency give you?
Oh. I think I'm... there are orders to steal this information, this technology, but it's for someone else.
Uh-huh. So you've got to either figure out a way to make a copy, or they want you to get the hard drive to them instead of to...
Right, right.
Athena.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, copy or... Okay, so you should all have four resolve then. Let me just run through a list of what y'all can spend resolve on. You can always spend a resolve to force the positive weapon effect on your weapons. Even if I get the concession instead of you, so you just get two, or you can get two concessions if you do that. You can spend a resolve to reroll one die. You can spend as many resolve as you want and reroll as many as you want, but it's one per one. Or when you fail, you can spend resolve to make the failure not as bad for yourself. You get resolve if you fail an action, if you roll a one on any of your positive dice, or you make a failure worse for yourself. Okay.
We're going to be swimming in resolve, you guys.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, after this point, it's all individual. You don't all get them when you do.
Oh, no, no, I'm aware, but you've played with Amelia and I.
Yeah. So, yeah, I feel like we all have the same opinion about failure. If we're all ready,
mm-hmm.
We need to decide where, because we know where Minerva's base is, where they're keeping it. So where is it? For a quick rundown, the places that are established, Earth is an option. It'd be not a bad option for a secret military base because people don't give a fuck about it anymore. There's Mars, which is more populated, obviously, but you would have you'd possibly have access to Alistair's estate. What?
Mm-hmm.
Can it be underwater in Miami?
Yeah, it could
underwater
be
underwater Miami base.
It could definitely be yes. An underwater Miami base if everybody's interested in underwater Miami base.
I think that sounds great.
Okay, so I think we open with the Athena part because spaceships in this world can float in water. You have landed in the water. You haven't gone underneath. So we have like a nice bright sparkling we show a beach, and then out in the ocean we see the Athena. What does the Athena look like?
Gosh, I can only picture Firefly for some reason.
That's fine. You want to look like the Firefly ship?
I don't like the big like end of it that define.
You don't like the butt?
I don't. not a big fan of the Firefly's butt end.
The butt is the best
part.
Butt
is okay. The best part
for the Firefly ship. Yes, but.
But for Athena, Athena, something a little more sleek.
Athena has less junk in her trunk.
Something a little more sleek. Well, it's got to be kind of like ancient Greek inspired, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, yeah. Drunk.
It's just covered in columns. Oh no, but it could have those like you know the column the little divots in the like it could be. It could have like those all the way around it, not quite as many, but like divot out. Anyway.
It's definitely white, mm-hmm. though.
Yeah, just with some like burn marks on it from when y'all have gotten it into some mm-hmm. shit.
Some scoring, definitely.
Yeah,
yeah. Does it have like a deck where people can come out on, or is it all enclosed? Also, technically,
I want all of us to be like sitting on top of it as it's like floating in the water, like having a day at the beach.
So the camera comes in or cuts over to pan across the ship, and who do we see first on standing on the hull of the ship? Don't all of you go at once? Okay, so let's start at the top. Evil Ryan.
All right, so I think it starts, and Guy actually has set up like a folding chair, and is just sitting there. He's got big sunglasses on. His hair is slicked back. I imagine like, what is the anime lawyer guy?
Ace Attorney or whatever.
Yeah, Phoenix Wright. Phoenix Wright. His hair is like slicked back, spiked like that.
Okay.
In the back, he's currently wearing a Hawaiian shirt that's perfect. Unbuttoned and shorts and sandals as he's just relaxing in this folding chair, looking around.
Does he have any like defining markings? Is he tattoos? Is
he scars? He has several scars all over him.
Uh-huh.
Some like from the face, some on the shoulders, on the arms. He doesn't have any tattoos, but just several scars from a history of near death experiences.
Does he have like a drink or is he reading something, or is he just looking at everybody else waiting for them to say something?
I think he has like a drink with, you know, straw and umbrella as he's sitting there just looking around.
Those drinks waiting. Are served by holographic, generic, like anime people that will just come and refill and clean things up, any spills and things like that, and then go back inside the ship itself.
And I don't care if the drink doesn't actually have any nutritional value. It's real drinks from the...
They from just, the real ship.
The people who brought it to you.
Yeah,
or not,
but it's brought to you by the staff, quote unquote, of this.
The service is not real.
This resort scenario.
Yep.
So is the hologram that has the little projector on it out here right now, or is that going to have to happen at some point?
The little one? The little one's out here as well. But that one is over on the side of the ship. There's like a holographic mirror up there.
Yeah.
And Athena's avatar, which is Zendaya from the Met Gala ball.
Met Gala, yeah.
Yep. So it's constantly switching between that like faux armor look and like different outfits. There's like a Hawaiian shirt one. There's and then it goes back to the armor, and then there's like you know, like a spy sexy spy dress, and then it goes back to the armor, and it's like this like you know, I don't know, some sort of suit that you would use to infiltrate like espionage style.
Yeah, like a
and she's just trying them on. I'm looking like, okay, which one looks cool? I've never been on missions like this before.
You've got to keep in mind we're on the ocean. Keep that in mind.
It goes to a scuba diver suit.
Oh yeah, I guess also Guy is smoking a cigarette.
No, I think he's still
cigarette?
I guess this is Guy vapes. Guy fucking vapes.
Oh, yeah.
A shark jumps out of the water and eats Guy. I'm sorry.
We had a good run.
Yep.
You had to pick a new partner. The shark.
We weren't partners. Yes, I'll partner with the shark, please.
Look how quick that shark took out Guy.
That shark is super
quick. That's a partner
now
I can count on. Can't wait to get that shark killed. Okay. So we see this actually kind of adorable situation happening there. And then we see Alistair, Dr. Alistair. What is Dr. Alistair doing?
Dr. Alistair is probably watching Athena and kind of giving input, most of it constructive. And yeah, you look great. And yeah, that really suits you. He is wearing, it's kind of weird because he's wearing his normal like doctor clothes. He's got a white coat, a button down shirt, slacks, but he's allowed himself flip flops. Because
everybody has flip flops at some point.
Because they are out on the ocean and whatnot. He is also wearing, they are currently sunglasses, but they're kind of big and round.
Are they transition lenses?
Well, he can push a button and they go to like be normal glasses, but he also wears them as sunglasses because his eyes freak people out.
And because this is the retro future, it actually does like it make them bigger sunglasses or
yeah, exactly.
Love that. And what are you doing?
Like I said, I think I'm kind of providing running commentary to Athena as she changes outfits and different things.
Giving fashion advice to the robot.
Well, not fashion advice, because Lord knows Dr. Alistair is not very fashionable. But basically just being very encouraging. And yeah, that looks great.
An important question for going forward. Do you bring Paul with you on these missions, or is Paul back at your house on Mars?
Paul is back on Mars. He does wear a wedding band on his left hand, and he also has a locket of Paul around his neck.
Aw.
So sweet.
Great. Okay, and then the only person we haven't seen yet is Harlow. What's Harlow up to?
Harlow is standing up on top of the ship also, but like keeps kind of routinely like bending down and has like this like giant duffel bag and is like constantly like rearranging things in it. Harlow is currently like has like a wetsuit, but it's like only like up to her waist, and then like underneath that is just like a tank top, but she's like clearly preparing for a mission, but it's also very clear that she has no clue what this mission is going to require. So like there are, you know, like flippers for swimming, but also a blowtorch, and it's just like there's like this whole pile of stuff around the duffel bag that she's like kind of like stands up, looks at everybody, and then bends down and like shuffles things around, and then is like, no, take some stuff out, put some stuff back in. Just like none of it goes together. There's no clear idea what this mission might be.
Also, if she tried to take that duffel bag into the water, she'd immediately sink to the bottom.
Yep.
Right.
Is
yeah.
that a blowtorch in it?
Oh, yeah. One of those underwater blowtorches, right? Or
yeah, you never know when you need it.
Yeah. Got two different types of blowtorches in there. One for underwater.
Right.
One for inside.
Wait, we gotta go above water. We gotta bring both of them.
Right. Well, because eventually, once we're done being underwater, we're gonna get inside.
That is true.
Okay, so let's discuss it. Let's in character. You're discussing now. What outfit does Athena sell?
Athena walks over to the duffel bag. You just see like the feet at first, and the duffel bag in disarray, and then the camera pans up, and Athena's dressed like Harlow, like identical. Like, well, I didn't know what to wear, so.
No, I had this on first. You go find something else. It is so much easier for you to change than for me.
Fine.
It's only stealthy if everyone's also wearing it. Otherwise, it's all just right, weird. Right. It has to be all or one.
Okay, fine. I walk back to the mirror and I put on just the like loudest retro future scuba diving outfit. Like full tank, all that sort of huge flippers,
the mono
big
goggle.
Giant goggles.
A it has like some big reason. Like corporate logo yeah. across the front too.
It's Minerva. Yeah. Oh, yep. Right in. Okay, so let's hear y'all's plan.
The facility's underwater. Mm-hmm. So step one:
get underwater.
Get underwater. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
That does sound like a good step one. And it does. Guy reaches into the breast pocket of his Hawaiian shirt, pulls out a little controller, presses a button, and I think my personal vehicle, mm-hmm. well, you know, it's also able to go into space, comes up. I assume it can go underwater as well if it can. Yeah. I mean, I realize that
it's more atmospheres, but yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. Right. Right. It's more atmospheres underwater, but it's you know.
Yeah.
For the sake of plot, I think
it's not suited, it's not built for it, and things can go badly, but it's definitely able to do it. So right. I think it's up to Ryan, but I think the Athena could also.
I was about to say, I think Dr. Alistair is. Athena, are you submersible?
I think so.
Have you ever tried it before?
I like these odds.
No, I see, okay. I've only been in space and in atmosphere before. Nobody's ever tried to put me underwater, and nobody has told me whether or not that's possible.
I mean, what is water but just like wet space, right?
Well, no. And so far you're not sinking, so that tells us something.
I knew I was I'm capable still gonna... of water landings, but maybe. I'm gonna put it that hard maybe, yeah.
You know, I've done more for less.
I mean, like, that's the thing is, I think that we've had worse odds. You know, I mean, and really, no time like the present to figure it out, right?
And then a holographic.
Well, except for the part.
There's like a holographic technical manual for the ship that I'm pawing through now. It's like just appears in my hand and I'm like paging hands. Through. Yeah. Like, well, it says that the airlock seals are graded for underwater use, so. Yeah, okay. We should be okay.
Then I think we have a plan.
Well, that's part one. The rest of it is...
Right, right. You need part one, and then part two comes about whenever we
no.
need to.
No. That...
Okay, you know what, Dr. Alistair, who are the professionals here?
He raises his hand.
Okay, I'm sorry. I should have clarified... Who are the professional
freaking enterers? Is that right? That's close enough.
I've
simulated this a lot of times, so we should be okay.
What percentage of the time has it gone correctly?
I'm going to make sure that all of my medical supplies are cleaned and ready.
See, that depends on the user. I'd say 12.
Well, okay. Well, you know, that's double digits. And remind me again, what are the consequences if this goes badly?
Death.
Well, yeah, this is one of the most powerful organizations in pretty much civilization. So
if it goes poorly, we don't have to worry about what they're going to do next.
No, because that's no, because you're going to be dead.
Well, yeah, what I'm hearing is that it can't... Right, but if I'm dead, what do I care?
Well, define dead.
Look.
I'm so sorry. That is really rude of us to talk about that in front of you,
oh, no,
isn't
no,
it?
No. I know all about death. I guess it depends on if you mind being mostly dead.
Oh, which is still slightly alive, yeah. Isn't it?
Sounds torturous.
I'd prefer to be all dead or none dead.
That's usually the dichotomy that people experience. I'm interested in this slightly dead. Are you talking them hijacking brains or brain in a vat type situation?
I don't believe I have access to that information.
That's ominous.
So with that, I think we're going to cut to, I think so. It sounds like the plan is
just dive
and see what happens. So we cut back to inside. All the lights turn red because it's a submarine.
Yep.
Yep. And I'm going to need someone to make me a piloting check to pilot this spaceship down towards. So do y'all know the exact location, or are y'all getting down here to try to find it?
I assumed we were going to head down and search from down below.
Well, yeah, I think we've ascertained like a general location. Like we have enough intelligence to say like it's in this area, but we don't know like here's the exact entrance point and
because
all
y'all
that.
Y'all didn't in the end pick missing information. So y'all do have an idea. Yes. So I'm going to need one of y'all to pilot the Athena down into the briny depths.
All right. How do I actually do a roll?
Okay. So... this is.
I assume that's going to be
absolutely.
Me.
Yeah.
Makes the most sense.
So you are using your physical actual hands. Piloting is like a tactile thing. So you pick up your physical effort die.
Effort die. That's a D6.
And your physical control die.
Control die is. I know colors matter for things. Is it okay for these to be the same color?
It's cool to be this. Yeah. Well, you need to know because it's a D10. It'll be different.
Right.
So
it's going to be different. Yep. So it's fine then.
And then you'll pick up your piloting die.
Okay.
And then this is going to be actually a 2 difficulty check. Because it is a spaceship and not actually meant for underwater piloting.
Right. Okay. So what does that mean?
It's
what
2d8.
Is 2 difficulty? Roll 2d8 as well. Okay. So I have a total of 5 dice is what.
Right. And you're comparing your piloting. You're going to add your piloting to your effort.
Okay. So piloting is the D10. This one, I rolled a 10 for piloting. And then effort is only a 1, so 11.
11. And what's the 2D8?
11.
11. So ties go to the player, so that's good. What is your control?
The control, I got a 7.
A 7. So a 7 is an outright success on a success. So describe you piloting this ship down to the depths of the Minerva facility.
So I think, you know, at first it's a pretty simple descent, and when we get lower, there's, several, you know, it is the ruins of a city. There are skyscrapers and we kind of...
Oh, right, because this is...
it's the ruins of Miami.
This is Miami.
The ruins of Miami, Florida.
Yeah, there's a statue of Will Smith down there.
Oh my God. It's a statue of Will Smith as the genie.
Yes, yeah.
So there's, you know, there's some like moving. I pretty quickly try to get down to street level. So there's some maneuvering through the streets.
We got that cool like far away scene where you got floodlights.
Yeah,
moving around.
Yeah.
So it doesn't take y'all long before y'all come up. I think the Minerva facility is just like a big dome that has been constructed down here. That kind of just like rises up out of the skyline or the skyline, the underwater line. I don't know.
Yeah.
Not important. Throw that in the trash. So you see this dome, and it doesn't have like any. It's a secret base, so it doesn't have like Minerva facility. But it's obviously not a part of Miami.
Can you buy the location of the old Miami Dolphins stadium?
The stadium.
Yes, they built it in the stadium.
Perfect.
It was built, dear. If any of our listeners who are sportsters, just imagine that. I don't fucking know where the Miami Dolphins.
It is an arena of some sort.
Football stadium
somewhere in Miami.
Stadium.
Yes.
Yeah.
So yeah, we see that. However, you don't see any discernible entrances. I think in my mind, it's a dome made out of like pentagon shaped panels, like giant pentagon shaped panels, and they from the distance you're at, which You don't know if they have like proximity alarms or anything. So you don't know how close you can get, but you also can't see an exact entrance at this point. So what do y'all do?
Hey, Lo. What do you think? You think we got some way in there? We can send a smaller ship.
I mean, it makes more sense to send a smaller ship than a big one,
right?
Can we watch it for a little while and see? I'd rather keep an eye on it for a minute.
Athena,
are you in a hurry?
Always. Like every single day. Why are we waiting? It's right
Athena,
there.
Do you have any external sensors that we could use while we're in the water? Detect motion, heat.
Oh, I absolutely have sensors that can detect various things and life forms within the area.
Why don't you give that definitely not a secret base a scan?
All right. Let me go ahead and do that. Okay, what am I doing?
So it sounds like this is technical because you're using the ship's sensors to do it. So you pick up your technical effort and control. Dice.
Okay, so effort, control.
And then you pick up your notice die.
Notice, All right.
And then 1d8 is the
difficulty. All right, here we go. I'm going to choose a different color so I can easily distinguish.
I'm really sorry about the system of it and how many dice.
No, it's really interesting.
It's interesting. I think once I kind of have the understanding a bit more.
I think it's like any other dice system. It always takes me a minute to like. Yeah.
Okay, so.
Yeah, you don't see Fantasy Flight apologizing for their dice system.
Yep, exactly.
True.
So I rolled a 2 on the complication die, and I rolled a 4 and a 1 for my effort and my, what was I doing? Notice.
Notice?
Yep. And then.
So you've succeeded.
And I rolled a 4 on my my control.
Okay, so the important thing with a 4, you're going to succeed, but I get to ask for a minor concession, or you can push yourself and take some stress damage to also apply your skill die to your control.
That will not help, because my skill die was just
a 1. Okay, so it only get you up to a 5. Yeah, okay, so never mind. So at the bottom of your sheets, you'll see on the bottom left, you'll outside of the black thing, you'll see these three lists. And these are the concessions we can make. And the deal is I'm getting the concession, so you get to pick the category, and then I pick an option off of it. So you can pick, do you pay a price? Do you make things worse? Do you change this, or do you change the situation?
Oh, interesting. Let's make things worse.
Yeah!
Thank you very much.
I know who I'm going with.
I'm going to pick an unrelated but catastrophic event occurs. So this is where and the rest of the conversation starts. I'm not just going to make this decision whole cloth, but I have a cool idea. Earth has been polluted for a long time. The oceans hate us now, and there's some monstrosities down here, and I think one's going to attack the ship.
Kind of like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm for it.
So I think if everybody's cool with that, I think you're sitting there and you scan. So you succeed. You scan the dome. You get a good sense of the entrances. I think there's definitely multiple small entrances that you could fit the personal vehicle, Harlow and Guy's vehicles through. Actually, I don't know if Harlow's vehicle is rated for underwater because it's a personal vehicle. So we haven't decided what that is yet.
It's not.
It just so happens to be a sub.
It's actually a car. It's a convertible.
No, this is my Elon Musk tiny submarine.
I was about to say, it's your James Bond car that can do everything. It's a boat. It's a sub. It's a car.
It's a phone. It's a shoe.
So there are multiple small entrances, but there is one big entrance you could get the Athena through. However, it's on the very top, and it's obviously for like cargo delivery. Mm. So those are your options, and you're starting to relay this to them, perhaps. When suddenly, all the alarms start going off. All of your proximity alarms. And then there's a loud shudder as something impacts the side of the Athena.
Athena, what did you do?
There appears to be a very large creature of some sort that just attacked our ship.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I feel fine. Thank you for asking.
Oh,
creature of some sort, can you be more specific?
Can we stop? Let's go first. Let's get away from this thing.
I'm not going out there if there's a quote, creature of some sort.
Guy grabs the controls and just tries to start booking it away.
Okay, so this is the point where we need to talk about the stats of the Athena. So there are four stats. One of them is the effort, and you only have one effort for vehicles, and then three controls. And they're not a slider at all. Not yet, anyways. They might be at some point. But we're just going to assign them. So one of these is going to be a D10, one's going to be a D4, and the other two are going to be D6s. So you've got reliability, which is the effort. So no matter how fast, good at handling, or powerful you are, your reliability determines how reliable you are, those things. And then you've also got speed, handling, and firepower. So which one of those do you think is the best thing about the Athena?
I mean, I feel like Ryan gets the ultimate say on this.
Ryan's like, finally a use for this fucking notebook.
Okay, so reliability, speed, handling, and firepower? Okay, cool. Right.
I feel like firepower is going to be your lowest.
Yeah, because we already established you're not the military version.
Right, you're the entertainment
version.
And
that, like, you added those on, but they're not good.
Yeah. So do you want your firepower to be a D4?
Yeah, I think firepower, D4. I would say probably reliability would be the best.
Okay, that makes sense. You're a very well-made vehicle. So the speed and the handling are both D6. Okay, so, Ryan, good news. You don't have to use your stats for this. You're going to pick up a D10 for the reliability. And you would pick up a D6 for speed, but you're the speed demon, so you pick up a D10 instead.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you get your piloting.
Nice.
Okay.
And I think I'm going to make this... I think this is an ambush predator and is not very fast, so it's only gonna be one difficulty, one D8.
So just for my, so I have a D10 for the reliability, a D10 because of my speed thing.
Yeah, a D10 for speed.
Okay. So when I was reading the rules earlier, there was a thing for helping.
Yes.
Could I maybe reach out with my aetherage skill to confuse the predator to help us get away?
Yes, you will take half of your strain and damage.
I might wait and see how we do. Never mind.
Okay. All right, so I've got everything rolled.
Okay.
So the reliability, I got a 7.
Okay.
The speed, I only got a 2.
All right, so that's the outcome.
That's the outcome. And then my skill dice, I got a 9 on. So 16, I guess.
Yeah. So you super succeed.
Yep.
You've only got a 2 on the outcome. So I'm going to get a minor concession unless you push yourself and add 9 to that, but take 9 hit point damage.
Oof.
No, not going to do that. We're going to give you a concession. And we're going to pay a price.
You're going to pay a price. Someone let something slip. Someone is hurt or injured. Something is lost, broken, or taken. I'm gonna ask for a volunteer here. One of the players who aren't strapped in, because you kind of just took the fucking throttle of this thing and hit the button. Someone here is gonna take some damage as they get thrown against a wall. Who wants to take this?
I will.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. God damn it! Hold on a second.
Pause for crime.
Okay. So you hit the gas and we hear this groan as the turbines wind up and whatever had grabbed you just gets rocketed by spaceship thrusters. I think it there's a bit of a hesitation, as it tries to hold on for a second, and then a thunk as you just bolt away from it. And Harlow just gets thrown way back into the back of the cockpit against the wall. And what did you roll on your outcome? Was it 2?
Yes.
So you're gonna take 2 hit points in damage.
Okay.
Actually, hold on. I already have something for this. Sorry, forgetting my own rules.
Nope.
This is a minor concession, so it's 4. 4 damage. Major concessions are 8. I already had that.
Cool.
Gotcha.
So I'm at 20.
You're fine. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
So we hear this. You get thrown back. What happens now? What are y'all doing?
It's like a loud thump. There's some swearing.
I think Alistair's going to rush over to Harlow and see if he can help.
I'm fine. It's just a bruise. I'm more worried about the fact that everybody's going to notice us now. We just took off. There's a giant...
Something.
Fish?
Can I scan whatever attacked us and see if I can holographically make the ship look like that thing?
Ooh, I like that a lot. Yes. So that's good. That sounds like another technical mm-hmm. role. So get your technical effort and control. And this is stealth.
Subterfuge?
Stealth? Subterfuge. Oh. Hmm.
Well, I guess, I mean, yeah.
Because I think this is a way to sneak mm-hmm. as a ship. So I feel like that's stealth. That's
true. Okay.
Yeah, that's fair. I was just like, you are lying. You are not a fish.
I'm a fish.
Not with that
also,
attitude.
This is where we might need to... This is where we might need to... Okay. Oh, before we continue with this, I skipped a big step because it's a new one. You see your weight there, right? Mm-hmm. We're going to go through and you're going to tell people what your weights are, and then the group is going to decide which one of those is most interesting to them, and you're going to make that a D12. So let's start with... Ryan, good Ryan. Tell us what your weights are.
My weights are daydreaming could be dangerous, and I'm a person. Gosh darn it!
which one of those two weights are y'all most interested in hearing more about?
I think the I'm a person.
Yeah, that's what I was going to go with.
Okay, so that's going to be a D12, and since you only have one other one, it's that second one's a D10.
Okay.
All right. Evil Ryan.
So I have the bounty on my head keeps growing, and I owe Alistair more than I can repay.
So the rest of y'all, what's most interesting there?
I want to deal with the brownies.
Okay, so that's a D12, and the other's a D10. Alan?
Like father, like son, getting snuffed out. Or Harlow helped me blackmail, and it makes me feel gross.
I love the wording on that.
Say blackmail?
Yeah. I'm leaning more towards the blackmail one myself.
Yeah, I could see that.
Okay.
Sure.
That's a D12. And Amelia.
Mine are loose face thinks ace.
Not that one. That one never comes up. That's a D4. You don't get a shit for that one.
That's a D0. And my other one is I'm not here to make friends.
As much as I love loose face things, I think I'm voting for I'm not here to make friends.
Okay. So that'll be a D12 as well.
Okay.
So here's
and the other one's a D6?
Yeah. So here's the deal. When you mark a weight, you can mark a weight at any time.
D12 or D?
When you mark a weight.
Or D6 or D10?
D10.
Oh. Yeah.
The big one's a D12 and the little one's a D10.
Okay.
When you have a third one, which I think... Hold on. Actually, we need to stop fucking... Okay. So the third one is a conflict one, which you kind of just had. Only Ryan, though. Evil Ryan. Evil Ryan, do you feel like you would have gathered any baggage from that encounter there? So you did. You probably murdered a sea monster.
Mm-hmm.
And you did throw your co-pilot person, friend?
Associate?
Against the
I'm
wall.
I'm not here to make friends.
Colleague?
Do you think there's any actually weight there, or is that something that he easily dismisses?
I kind of feel like he dismisses that fairly easily.
So we'll throw that one out. That goes in the fucking trash too. okay, so sorry. When y'all mark a weight, you can roll three of those dice and just cherry pick, take out, like switch them for dice that you had already rolled, including difficulty dice. So if you roll low on your weight dice and you like have a one, but one of your difficulty dice is 8, you can just switch those. But then the only way to unmark them is to talk about them.
Nice.
So, okay. Just so you know, that's in effect. I say all this because this is going to be a 2 difficulty roll, Ryan, to disguise this giant fucking luxury ship as what I'm imagining is a sharktopus.
Yeah.
Nice.
That sounds about right.
I was thinking crab bits on there as well.
A crab-topus.
Crab to sharktopus.
Crab it has tentacles, but at the end of the tentacles are pinchers.
Oh, God. Yes.
With a giant that. Shark maw.
Yeah, where the beak should be on a squid, it's a giant shark maw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, this thing's terrifying. Okay.
Perfect.
Well, yeah, instead of suction cups, it has
so
teeth.
So I basically...
Oh, that's horrifying.
So right now I've got a D10 and a D4 versus 2D8, right?
Right.
So if I add a weight, then...
You can do it after you roll.
Oh, cool,
so you don't
cool.
You might succeed without them.
Let's see what happens.
And if anybody wants to help, they can, but you can help after the
That
fact.
Makes sense. All right, let me roll. All right, so I got 8 versus 8 with a 5 for my control.
Okay, so ties or successes? A 5, I get a minor concession. Unless you want to push yourself.
What do I need to do to push myself?
You would take as much, this would be strain. You take as much strain as you rolled on your skill die to add your skill die to your control.
Okay, so it would be a 4. Yeah, let's do that.
So you take 4 strain, and what's your control now?
My control would be 9.
A 9. Okay, so that's an outright success.
Yay!
So there's a big-ass shark to push down
where
here.
Where do I mark the strain? Is that stress?
Okay. It's stress, sorry. Yeah, stress points.
Cool.
Okay, so I don't think there's any... Well, no, I guess there is like a viewport or something. So you all just kind of see like holographic fish grow over the ship. I think you can still see
through it. I think it's one-sided, but you see the wireframe from this end.
Yeah. Yeah, you see the mesh.
Yeah!
I like that a lot. But so I guess this is a thing that's happened before, probably.
Yeah, I think I've disguised the ship as like an asteroid or, you know, whatever space debris or something like that to keep us safe.
Yeah, and it turns out to be very helpful because as soon as like you see the mesh wire close in, you hear a ping like a bloop as someone turned on their like scanner or something, and pinged you. However, you're going to ping as a giant crabtopus.
Shark to crabtopus.
That's fine.
And they probably see that all the time.
Test complete.
Thanks for listening, and thanks to our guests for playing. Stay tuned after the plugs for some outtakes.
Evil Ryan, you got anything you want to plug? Your Twitter handle, anything?
My Twitter handle is the Prime Sauce. I'm not in anything significant right now.
You're on playtest, motherfucker.
Other than this, I'm on this.
All right, you can find me online at Lord Neptune or LordNeptune.com. You can find me on Character Creation Cast as one of the two co-hosts, and that's at Creation Cast Online or CharacterCreationCast.com. I'm writing the game, Chimera, which is a Powered by the Apocalypse game where you play with genre, mashing them together and doing cool things. That's at Chimera RPG on Twitter.
I've played that. It's fun.
It is fun.
You can find me on Twitter at Alan_Sells. I'm on a bevy of podcasts. Kind of my big ones are Pokemon World Tour United, where it is an actual play RPG in the world of Pokemon, and I do all the Pokemon voices. Mm-hmm. The Cool Kids Table, where we play a bunch of random RPGs. I'm also on Hard Reboot, where we reboot public domain properties, and The Lost Library, where I play a gay superhero.
I am Amelia Antrim. You can find me on Twitter at Ginger Reckoning. I am the other co-host of Character Creation Cast on the One Shot Podcast Network. You can find us at Character Creation Cast on Twitter. And I am also one of the co-hosts of Garbage of the Five Rings, a podcast about the AEG era lore of L5R. You can find that show on Twitter at G5R Podcast.
A big thank you to Matt Lee for our intro and outro music. Follow him at Nice Wizard Music. Support us by following on Twitter at PlaytestPod. Download all current documents for the game at playtest.pub and find a link to our Discord from either of those to join our creative, friendly community. And remember, everyone, the world might suck sometimes, but you don't, and together we can stop corporations and nations from polluting our planet so much that crab-to-sharktopuses exist. Only you can prevent crab-to-sharktopuses. By you, I mean corporations and nations. God damn it.
I'm excited. I want to hustle some hard space.
Hustle the fuck out of this space.
I'm just excited to make the space hard.
Oh god.
Is that not what this game's about? Was I mistaken again
that you've got to fucking save that for the playtest after dark?
Ah, damn it.
This is in a million years when I have patrons, we can make it.
That's when we make it six.
I gotta tell you, my AI would have been a completely different AI at that point. Well, okay, pretty much the same AI, only...
Ah! Hard light.
Ryan, what has happened to you, Ryan?
Yeah, when we do playtest after dark, I'm not gonna be a speed demon.
You're gonna just slowly erase that quick...
Yeah, let me just take care of a couple things here really quick.
Slow it down.
Regular, totally normal amount of time,
yeah,
demon.
Like an acceptable speed.
Yeah, just like the right
it
amount of time,
to a
demon.
Lot of people,
to a lot of speed demons. Fuck. I'm gonna put this at the end of the episode.
Please let us do this show, Chris.
Okay, I'm gonna change it to the very good.
It's a really smelly dog.
Oh no. Mine is too. That's why he's not allowed in any room with carpet in it, because he'll just stink up the place real bad.
Yeah, so the other day, my mom was Googling whether you could Febreze the dog. Jude messaged me and he's like, let me know when you're ready to record. And I was like, yeah, I'll be there in a minute. I'm watching my mom Google whether you can Febreze a dog.
I can't look away. This is important.
Right. And I was like, it turns out you cannot.
No.
You should not Febreze the dog. So, yeah. Right. Hey, look, it was worth checking into.